Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Here's something ironic about the coronavirus. While it's forced us all to practice social distancing, it's also brought people together. And we're not just talking about people living in the same household. Neighbors have banded together to help those in need. They're delivering groceries for residents who can't get out, picking up prescriptions, providing rides, and distributing protective equipment. These volunteer efforts are known as mutual aid groups, and thousands of them have sprung up across the country. Fueled by Facebook and Google Docs, they give us an opportunity to do something good for others, and they're the perfect antidote to feelings of helplessness. One of the best things about these mutual aid groups is that they can be the foundation for lasting positive change. The hope is that the good work will continue and that these organizations will continue to bring us together. Today, we talked to Dr. Eden Amasude, a psychiatry resident at the Yale School of Medicine, who also co-founded a mutual aid group in New Haven. She'll tell us why the mutual aid movement is so important and how each of us can play a role in helping others. Now, mutual aid groups of one type or another have been around since the beginning of our country. There were a number of such groups in the early African American community. For instance, the Free African Society started in 1787 in Philadelphia, and it required its members to contribute money to a fund that supported the needy. Throughout our history, neighbors have formed groups to help neighbors. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, self-formed cooperatives arose to help the vast numbers of unemployed. Today, the coronavirus has led to a wide range of mutual aid efforts. These groups have been providing everything from dog walking to childcare. We spoke to Dr. Eden Amasude, a psychiatry resident at the Yale School of Medicine and a co-founder of the New Haven Area Mutual Aid Fund. She and her co-founder started their group when COVID began to devastate local households that were already in need. Here's what she had to say.
I think of mutual aid as neighbors helping neighbors. So we all have something to give and we all have something we need. And I think a lot of us experience this in friendships with emotional support. It's a two-way street. And so this is different from a lot of charity initiatives because those are really top-down and often make a lot of value judgments about what kind of needs are legitimate or not, or what kinds of people they are willing to support financially. We're all part of the same communities. We all share the same neighborhoods. And sharing those is good for everyone. When the most marginalized people in a society are taken care of and have survival needs met, we all do better. As a physician, I think a lot about the social and structural determinants of health. So these are the kinds of things like food security, having stable housing, transportation, childcare. And these things affect our health far more than any kind of direct health intervention that happens in a hospital or a clinic. And we know that from decades of research. And so if we're going to really improve the health of a community, we have to look at those social determinants of health. And in the current crisis, the economic effects of the pandemic have really been front and center, especially for immigrant communities who are often excluded from federal and state programs that provide COVID-19 relief. And I think one of the biggest things that mutual aid does for all of us is gives us a sense of hope and solidarity and being in community. And we know that having strong interpersonal relationships and a strong community is good for our health, our physical health, our mental health. And I can say that personally, that going through the pandemic, facing a lot of uncertainty at work, in the hospital, and just feeling really hopeless a lot of the time, doing this work has given me a sense of meaning and a source of hope. One thing that has been really cool and inspiring for me to see is that a lot of people, when they get these food boxes and cash assistance as well, ask, how can I help? And so we actually have a base of now 500 volunteers, and that has grown just since the beginning of April. And many of those people, actually several hundred, are receiving food boxes themselves. And so in a town like New Haven, where there's a huge town-down divide, massive inequality, seeing people from all different class and cultural backgrounds come together to do this project is just really incredible. And something that I don't think we see enough of, just people coming together across those kinds of boundaries.
Eden is such an inspiration. She proves that there's no force greater than a group of people motivated by purpose. I've seen the good these groups can do, and I know that some people would not have been able to survive the pandemic without their help. And the great thing about mutual aid groups is that anyone can get involved. You don't have to pledge huge amounts of time or resources. You have the option to help in whatever way you can. So here's something good for today. Even in the worst of times, when we're feeling the most helpless, there's always something we can do. Giving a hand to others can take us away from our own concerns and allow us to focus on what's important. Mutual aid groups remind us that when we come together for a purpose, we can be more powerful and effective than we ever imagined. To learn more about mutual aid groups in your area, check out mutualaidhub.org. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.